Winner of the Best Newcomer Award at the 2019 Sydney Comedy Festival, Chris Ryan brings to the stage all the wisdom that comes with life experience with little of the boring maturity in her new show, Big Hair, Big Dreams. I had the privilege of chatting with Chris earlier in the week. Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining me. How are you?
Very well, Aisha. Thanks for having me.
So, first up, Big Hair, Big Dreams. Can you tell me a bit about the show and what audiences can expect?
Sure. Well, after the year we all had in 2020 in Australia and probably everywhere else, I wanted to do a show that was kind of about all the dreams that didn't work out for me, because it was a year where stuff just didn't work out for anyone. And I thought about it and, yeah, things didn't really work out as I planned my life. But I guess, if I had to be honest, it's been pretty good anyway. And so I wanted to look at the idea of perhaps if they don't work out, maybe you'll be right on a new trajectory. I mean, that's not to make light of all the tough things that happen to people. But, yeah, it's kind of an uplifting, kind of silly show that explores all the silly dreams I've had since I was a kid, you know, from wanting to go to the Olympics for gymnastics to, you know, wanting to go to Fame School and doing flash dance for my Year 6 teacher. So, and then, you know, going through into family and relationships and so forth.
So if you had to describe your comedic style, what would it be?
I guess kind of dry, silly. I wouldn't say I'm the toughest customer in town. Like, I'm pretty deadpan, but there's also quite a few times where I can't help but have a bit of a laugh myself. Wry, I think, would be the right word.
And I guess a follow-up to that would be, who are some of your comedic inspirations?
I have a lot of comedians I just think are amazing from everywhere. I love Maria Bamford from the States. I've always loved Fiona O'Loughlin. Becky Lucas is amazing. Anne Edmonds, you know, Geraldine Hickey, Luke Heggie. there are so many. John Cruikshank. I've got a lot that I just admire enormously. I try and just watch what they do and mainly I just laugh at what they do.
but
it is inspiring.
Definitely. So your show does touch on life experience. What was the light bulb moment for you that made you go, yes, comedy, this is something I want to do?
Probably the first gig, actually. I entered Raw Comedy in 2012 in Canberra, where I'm from, and it was an addictive high that I couldn't get rid of. It was just the chance to, I guess, express what you think in a funny way and be able to make people laugh about it or laugh about it yourself. It's a pretty exciting joy to get into your life, even at the age of 47, which I am.
Yeah, and what were you doing pre-comedy?
Pre-comedy, I was a journalist, and then I worked I ran my own business in communications for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
I was a mum. I continue to be a mum, but my kids were little, and that wasn't a time that I was really able to explore comedy very much, even though I sort of had a niggling desire to. I'm really glad I waited 9 years before I went to Melbourne and tried hard.
Yeah.
I was mainly a mum and in communications, I guess, yeah.
Okay, and just to wrap up, where and when can audiences see your show?
So I'm at the Factory Theatre in one of the rooms there from the 12th to the 16th of May at the Sydney Comedy Festival. The show's called Big Hair, Big Dreams. You can look on the Sydney Comedy Festival website and find me under Chris Ryan.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining me on 2SER. We have run out of time, but it was such a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish you all the best for your show.
Thanks so much, Aisha.